most time. We have not come to meet with any man. We have not come to meet with the gods of this earth. We have come to meet the Creator of the heavens and the earth and those things underneath the earth. Father, to you we have come this morning. We ask, under the canopy of your mercy, let us meet with you. Amen. Father, you see, your scripture says, you know our thoughts from afar. Every man, every woman, every child in this place, you know everything, every need in the lives of everyone here. Father, we ask, you that know, to you we have come. And we ask that you will answer all of our heart cry. You will answer all of our petition. You will answer all of our prayers. Meet every man, meet every woman, meet every child at a point of their needs today. Let all the glory be unto your holy name. I stand in the pool of the blood of Jesus. As I declare your counsel, I ask that the Spirit of the living God will help. Amen. Thank you, Jehovah God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let me hear a bigger amen. Amen. If somebody is seated beside you and is not saying amen, that person is a suspect. Let me hear a bigger amen. Amen. I think that's better. Hallelujah. It's always good to be in the presence of the Lord, but it's a frightful thing to stand before God's people. I want to say, if I have my way, I will not be standing before God's people. But I want to thank our daddy in the Lord, who is grooming us. He's grooming us, and the future of the church is bright. Hallelujah. He's grooming us, pushing us to do what God wants us to do. Left for the flesh, the arm of the flesh is weak. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning I'll be bringing to you a word that I've titled Raising Godly Children. Raising Godly Children. Why not turn to your neighbor and say, I'm going to raise a godly child. Better still, say, I'm going to raise godly children. Raise godly children. Someone will help us read the book of Deuteronomy 6, 6 to 9. Deuteronomy 6, 6 to 9.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, from verse 6 to 9. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them up, bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes. Verse 9. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate.
The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Thank you, my sister. If you like, another topic for this morning's message is baby dedication. I've said it's raising godly children, but another topic you can add to it is baby dedication. What is dedication? Is gotten from the word dedicate. The word dedicate means to be committed wholeheartedly. To be committed. To give. To release. To worship. That's the ordinary meaning of dedication. But it's much more than that when we talk about baby dedication. There was a story of a man who had a child who had a wife, was pregnant.
And in this remote village, we don't have hospitals. So they went to where the natural birth center. The natural birth center referred them to the herbalist that this one, these children, these twins inside this belly, we cannot deliver them. So when they got to the herbalist said, go and bring 50 kobo. The foolishness of God is wiser than man. Is wiser than the wisdom of men. That's what the scripture says. So the herbalist never knew that they had twins in the belly. The herbalist thought that it was only one baby. So he said, look for 50 kobo. So they were looking up and down for 50 kobo. They went to sell wood, sell this. The child, the first son was running around. Eventually they saw 50 kobo. They gave it to the herbalist. The first baby came out. You know, in the village, there's no scan. For them to know they are two. So the herbalist now saw there is one more inside. The herbalist now said, I need another 50 kobo. So they were running up and down. They couldn't do anything. The woman was about dying. So the first son of the man now said, there is a church not far from here. Let's take our mommy to the church. Eventually they took, to cut it long, to cut it short, they took the mother to the church. And a few prayers were made, and the baby came out easily. So here you are, two children from the same womb. One was giving birth to the herbalist. The other was giving birth to in the church. I'm going somewhere. Children, as the scripture says, they are heritage of the Lord. They are good things. They are good things according to what the scripture says. They are good gift from the Lord. But before I get to children, what do we release? What are those things that we dedicate? Of course, we dedicate our cars. Can I have a witness? We dedicate cars when we buy things. When we buy things like cars, we dedicate our house. Is that not so? When someone has built a house, as a matter of fact, if you are moving into a new house, you dedicate it. Isn't it? You call in the pastor to come and pray. To release it into the hands of God. When you get a new promotion, a new credit, you come into God's house for Thanksgiving. What are you doing? You are dedicating that position, that level to God. So we dedicate many, 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 many things to God. But today, emphasis is on the child. Dedicating our children to God. We should note it very carefully that the future of our children is in the hand of the Lord. Albeit, although the future of our children is in the hand of the Lord, the enemy is always looking to hijack that which is the future of our children. So, the most reasonable thing to do for every child of God, for every man, every woman that has given his or her life to Christ, is to offer that child back to him. The Yorubas, they have an adage that says, what you put in the hand, the calabash you put in the hand of God does not break. Whatsoever you put in the hand of God can never go missing, can never go south, can never be destroyed. So giving our children back to God is an essential duty of a Christian. It is an essential duty of a children. Yes, it's good to name our children. Yes, we call in the pastors to come and pray and name the child. But much more than that, we must be willing to offer that child or those children back to God. I look through the Bible and I try to see who was the first child that was dedicated. Who was the first child that was dedicated in the Bible? The only record I have is this record of Samuel. But before we get there, we are going to look at two types of dedication. The first type of dedication we are going to look very briefly is the one I've titled Satanic Dedication. Satanic dedication. Let my sister read Leviticus 18 verse 21. Leviticus 18, 21. We are looking at two types of dedication. How people raise their children. Two ways where how people can raise their children. Either they want to raise that child in a godly manner or in the worldly. Of course, the satanic manner. Leviticus 18 verse 21. If I have an NIV version, it's fine. But if it is King James, please go ahead.
Leviticus 18 verse 21. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech. Neither shall thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. Do not, what has happened there is that there is a God called Molech. God Molech is a God of fire. So when this was also practiced in the land of Egypt, when a child is born, there will be a fire. A fire set up, and they will pass that child over the fire. Of course, in Nigeria, there is a place in Nigeria when a child is given birth to, they will say to know that this child is my child, I will put him inside the river. Is that also satanic work? The same thing. So in Egypt, there is a god called the God of. There are many gods, but there is a particular god. A small god called God of Molech. God of Molech is a god of fire. So when a child is given birth to that child, in order to say thank you, in order to appreciate the God they serve, they pass this child through fire. And the book of Leviticus is a book of commandments, rules and regulation. Remember, they were just leaving Egypt, transiting into Canaan. And God had to list a whole lot of rules that the children of Israel must what? Must keep. So one of these is this scripture that my sister has read. He said, you must not, at any time, you must not allow your child to pass through the fire. He said, when you do this, you profane the name of the Lord. He said, I am God. So I don't know, maybe your parents have told you what they did to you when you were young. What your forefathers did. What they have advised them to do to you. You are in the place of solution this morning. Amen. And the Lord will reverse all that is wrong in that your foundation in the name of Jesus. Amen. And of course you find that in some... In particular, I remember vividly growing up. I was in primary 4, and the only sister we have was giving birth to. And they wanted to do dedication. I saw Orogbo, Bitter Kola. I saw Atawewe. I don't know how to say that, please. Alligator Pepper. I saw salt. I saw cubes of sugar. I saw oil, red oil. And they were dedicating. Yes, they were calling the name of God. Those things are things offered to who? Idols. Idols. Those, every dedication, though you are calling the name of God, but you are using the instrument of the enemy, you are invoking the spirits of those idols. So, if there is anybody in this church and you feel that this is what they did in the past, this is what my parents did, and it's not nothing, it's nothing to you, and you want to continue with that process, you are profaning the name. Profaning the name of the Lord. And of course, you know that children are also dedicated to trees. Hello? The church is very quiet this morning. Dedicated to trees. dedicated to what I've talked about it, dedicated to the mountain, dedicated to the forest. They will leave some children in the forest in some part of this land, Nigeria, and they will have till 24 hours. They'll say the ancestors will come and meet with the child. If the child survives, it is our children. It is our child. Different kind of. And all of this satanic dedication, they have their own implication. They have their consequences. I don't have time. Consequences of satanic dedication. If it is not God that is calling you, please off that phone. Hallelujah. Implications, consequences of satanic dedication. You have oppression. You have premature death. You have nightmares, bad dreams. You have the end of it is destruction. You take one step forward, you take three steps backward. Effect of satanic dedication. And of course, a typical example, I don't have time, is the example of the children of Egypt. Pharaoh and his host. Look at what happened to almost the entire young people. Entire young men in that generation. They all died in the Red Sea. They ended prematurely. Destiny ended prematurely. For every man, for every child that is dedicated, implication is that man or that child will never fulfill destiny except God intervenes. Implication is that that person dies prematurely. It may not be death, it may be career. Dies prematurely. You hear some people, he's doing well in the ministry, they just retire him. They just retire him. They killed the career prematurely. Business, he was doing very well. He was doing very well. The business he just went to China and he came back and everything. Bam! Premature death. Things dying prematurely. He used to have cars. If you see this man before, he was a rich man. Now he's arguing with Okada man. Hey, he's arguing. His money is 70 naira. No, it's 50 naira. And he used death prematurely. So as Christians, we cannot afford to transfer culture, tradition into our faith upon the life of our children. And I want to congratulate every parent that I hear, especially the ones that the parents that are dedicating their children to God in this place today. They will have a good future. Yeah. I said they will have a good future. Yeah. I started with a story about the one that was delivered in the herbalist. And with the space of time, another one was delivered in the church. The destiny of that one delivered in the herbalist, he ended up in the prison. The one delivered in the church ended up as a pastor. Same womb, same father, same day. Different future. The last, second is godly dedication. Let's open 1 Samuel 1. My sister, if you can help me. 1:27-28.
1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse 27 to 28. For this child I prayed, and the Lord had given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there.
Thank you so much. Can you quickly read also Luke 2:22, then we'll wrap up by God's grace. Luke 2:22.
And when the days of our purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
That was a story about Jesus. About Jesus. See, everything that pertains to life and godliness and order for a life was in Christ Jesus. I knowingly asked us to read the Old Testament. Some people will say, it was in the Old Testament. And of course, we have seen what has happened in the New Testament. We should not forget, Jesus said something, to digress a little. He said, I have not come to destroy the law, but I have come to do what? To fulfill the law. So, many people say it's in the Old Testament. If it is so, we don't need to be reading the Old Testament. He said, I have not come to destroy the law. I have come to what? To fulfill it. So the same message passed down by Moses, where we read in Deuteronomy 6, was observed by the parents of Jesus. He said, according to the law of Moses, Jesus himself was what? Dedicated. So if Jesus, as holy, as mighty as he was dedicated, he's the Savior, he's our Messiah, he's in whose name we pray. If he was dedicated, why won't you dedicate your own child? And of course, we know the end. We know the end of Samuel. Samuel was one of the greatest prophets in Israel. One of the greatest prophets. I've been privileged to be in Israel with my daddy in the Lord. We were together in Israel. And the honor that Samuel has, some of the prophets, they don't have it. As a matter of fact, there's a scripture God said, if Samuel and Moses, they stand before him and plead your case, I will not hear. To tell you how I, that God, you know, placed Samuel. How high he placed Samuel. So, what are the implications of actually giving your child, handing over your child back to God? Number one, that child will fulfill destiny. Scripture says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he grows up, he will not what? He will not depart from it. A child given to God is a child whose destiny is secured. A child offered back to God is a child whose destiny is sure. Number two, that child becomes a role model. That child becomes a role model. A role model. Samuel was the last priest. Was the last priest Israel had before the king Saul was appointed. He was a role model. Role model. And of course, it is in the name of Jesus we pray. He was dedicated. Samuel was dedicated. He also was dedicated. Number three, the child will always walk under divine covering. Divine covering. Divine covering. A child dedicated to God will always walk under divine covering. And what is that covering? If that child is shielded away from danger, shielded away from calamity. There was an accident in Lagos last week. I know it was in the news. Two vehicles colliding together. Burnt. People die. A baby survived. A baby survived. The father, I'm not sure, but I'm sure, according to the news, the father was in the vehicle. Everybody, about 26 people died. Lagos Ibadan Expressway. But a baby survived. I don't have any doubt in my spirit that baby was dedicated to God. Divine covering. The truth as parents is that we can never be with our children 24 hours. Yes, when they are nursing, they are still small. But as our children grow, you can never be with them 24 hours. Where your eyes cannot be, God's eyes is there. So a child that is dedicated to God is under divine covering. Lastly, because of my time, the hand of that child is sure. The hand of that child is sure. It's peace. It's peace. Scripture says, Psalm 119, verse 165, says, great peace as those that love thy law, and nothing shall harm them. Nothing. Nothing shall harm them. The hand of that child is sure. The hand of that child is sure. So, the last part I will take before I step down is what you must constantly do. What you must constantly do. To renew that dedication. You know, growing up, just like I mentioned, the herbalist. Anything they do to you, they will ask you this time next year. Every year it is goat that you must offer. Every year it is what? It is chicken. If you see the one that is gluttonous, every year he will say you should bring cow. Eh? And if you see one that wants to be mischievous, he will say, when you are coming, bring a basket of tomato. A child dedicated to God must not just be left like that. Don't say, pastor said, when you bring, just bring the child to God. You bring the child to the church and you go back home, everything will be at peace. No. There are constant things that you must what? You must do. You must do for your children. Pray over them. Pray for them. I have a baby girl. The only prayer she knows how to pray. Because it is when you pray, they know that you are praying. And they can say amen. My prayer, baby, even if she can say amen, yes. If you are saying, oh Lord, bless us today. Oh Lord, intercept our enemy. She doesn't know the difference, but she knows that you are praying. When you are praying, everything she's saying is, die. We will tell her, no, this one is blessing. No, die. She sees you doing it, that's why she's doing it. It is what your child sees you do, that's what that child will do. How many times have you sat down with that child as the child is growing, even as the baby is sleeping? You are reading scriptures on that child. You are reading the Bible on that child. You are praying for that child. You wake up in the morning. Thank God for our daddy in the Lord. He gave me a list of things to do for my baby. He said, every morning you must lay hands and pray. And he gave me scriptures to pray with. What are you doing? Are you telling, mommy, are you not going to pray? Me, I prayed my own prayer. If you like, don't pray. The child is in the house. Many children, you bring them to church. And what is in the bag is Indomie, biscuits, sweets. There's no Bible. He's a child. He doesn't know the difference. Who tells you that? Have you seen the children of the other religion? All your child can recite is ABC. He cannot recite the psalm. He cannot share the grace. And you are raising a godly child. No wonder the society is falling. Character in the society is pulling down. And you start saying, talk to your child. Talk, you start your own responsibility. You are pushing it to your neighbors. You are pushing it to uncles. You are pushing it to aunties. You are pushing it to pastors. I'm going to report you to pastor today. I mean, when he gets to that point, that parent has failed. When he gets to that point, that parent has failed. I'm going to report you to pastor today. Is it the pastor that gave birth to that child? What is your own responsibility? What are you doing to raise up that child? to be godly. What are you doing yearly, daily, to make sure that that child grows in the knowledge of God? I pray. Today, my time is up. As we dedicate, and as you rededicate your life also back to God, for those that are old, God will do something definite in your life. I say God will do something definite in your life. You cannot dedicate a child to a God you don't know. You can never dedicate a child to God that you don't know. So before you can say you are dedicating a child to God, you yourself must know that God. For you to say you are rededicating your life to Christ, you must first know the God that we are talking about. I want us to stand up on our feet, everybody. I want you to close your eyes and make a reflection, a deep reflection. A deep reflection. Chances are that if your parents are not Christians, you were not dedicated. And if you were dedicated, I don't know to who you were dedicated to. I want you to close your eyes and have a deep, deep reflection within your spirit. Deep reflection. Think about it. Yes, if you have given your life to Christ, fine and good. Fine and good. But if you are here in the congregation, you are standing there, you have never dedicated your child to God. You have an opportunity. Maybe you see the pastor, you see our daddy after the service. But if you are here, you have thought it through within your heart of heart, and you believe, you sense that peradventure you have never been dedicated to God while you are a child. I want you to take a bold step of faith and come forward. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. If you are here in the congregation, you have never given your life to Christ, I want you to step forward. Let's pray together. Hallelujah.
Every moment on the way, Lord, on the way, walk your way in me.
One more time.
Lord,
we are waiting for you. We are still standing there. You want to rededicate your life to God this morning? There's nothing to be ashamed of. We are waiting for you.
Every step that I take, every moment.
Everybody, and pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. Every power speaking from my past, affecting my destiny,
speaking negativity,
speaking oppression.
Speaking oppression.
Speaking premature death to my future,
to my life.
Let them die.